We'll announce those here in case there's anything that happens here at the wire, but just a few more minutes, Mike.
How about tonight and just this event? I mean, you've been through 16, 17 of these. I'm curious about this event, how you receive it at the stadium.
Good, yeah. I mean, all these people are obviously Patriot supporters, support the organization, the charitable foundation, you know, which does a great job. So it's, you know, it's a good night to bring everybody together.
How important is this game for guys like DJ Foster and some of the young guys in the secondary who you don't have a lot of tape on? Is this last preseason game something that's pretty big in the evaluation?
Well, again, I think every day, every game's an opportunity. So we'll see what the people who get the opportunity, what they're able to do with it, and just, you know, wait all in at the end. But sure, every game's an opportunity. But it's an opportunity for all of us that participate in it, the coaches, players that play a lot, players that don't play so much. It's still an opportunity for us to go through the process and prepare like we're going to have to play next week, mentally and situationally, and just, you know, playing 60 minutes of football or coaching 60 minutes as the case applies.
Bill, as often as people come and go in this league, does it seem a bit odd to prepare for a Giants game without Tom Coughlin?
A little bit, yeah, it does a little bit. Although all the coordinators are still there, so it's almost like you know, them working in New York, kind of grandfathering and looking over the shoulder. But you know Sullivan moving up and Steve and you know, Quinn on special teams. So it's really a lot of the same you know, people there. So I think schematically there's quite a bit of carryover. But yeah, it'll be a little different not looking across the field and seeing Tom over there.
Do you see
he misses us. He always did pretty well against us.
Do you still get the nostalgia of playing your old days when you were coordinator with the Giants, or that's kind of long?
I did in Giants Stadium. You know, not so much in this stadium. I never coached there for the Giants. So, yeah, going back to Giants Stadium, that was very you know, emotional, or, you know, a lot of memories from Giants Stadium. A lot of good ones.
Bill, the way the cutdown is timed for today, how much of a factor is just having enough guys at enough positions for this final preseason game? Does that factor in terms of moves that get made today?
Yeah, it does. Sure does. Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah, positions that you're maybe a little thin at. I mean, talking to other people in the league, other coaches, it's everybody's dealing with the same thing. You're thin at positions, and sometimes you have to keep an extra player or two just to be able to play the game so that everybody else can benefit from it, even though those players might not necessarily be on your roster if everybody was available, which at this point, not everybody's available for anybody. So, you know, we're all dealing with it. But that's definitely a factor. You've got to be able to manage a game. And you want to put people out there in a competitive situation so that they can, you know, if you're too weak at one position or you just can't function at one position, that could affect the other 10, and then you lose the opportunity to evaluate them. So it's a factor. Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, with Geno Grissom, have you seen his development from year one to year two?
I think Geno's done a good job for us all spring. And in training camp, again, he's out there every day, works hard, he gets better because he's a regular participant and a hardworking kid. He's really improved in the kicking game, which wasn't something that he did a lot at Oklahoma, but he's, you know, improved there in a lot of areas, blocking, covering, just overall instincts and understanding, you know, as well as defensively, giving us depth at the defensive end position. So. Yep, he's doing a good job.
I wanted to ask you something about something you mentioned earlier in preseason in regards to kickoffs, where you felt like you may not see what teams are really planning on doing during the regular season, during the preseason. Has it played out that way for you? Does it still feel like teams are treating it the way they treated it, or have you seen some experimentation?
No, I think you're seeing some you're seeing some directional kicking. I mean, just watching a little bit of Baltimore the other night. I mean, Tucker, he's a high touchback kicker, and, you know, he's popping them up down there on the, you know, inside the 5-yard line. So, I think that there's some of that. But, again, I don't think we're going to really see how this is going to play out until, you know, the start of the games next weekend. But, I mean, you could say that about offensive defense, too. I mean, I think teams are doing things to get ready, but they're not doing some of the things that they're going to do, you know, when the regular season starts. So we'll just have to see.
Along those lines, Bill, in regards to Geno, he could be seen a lot taking kicks from the jugs machine. If you had to invest a little extra time with the guys who've been up men on returns, preparing for that?
Yeah, I think that's, potential outcome of this rule change is, you know, having to cover the field for kicks like that, pop-up kicks that land in dead areas, and having ball handlers, not just in the deep part of the field, but, you know, in that 20 to call it 35-yard line range for different types of kicks. And, you know, I think if you leave that area uncovered, you're susceptible to them dropping one in there. And so I think, you know, putting guys in the wedge, I mean, you can still do it, obviously, but, you know, putting big guys in the wedge that aren't good ball handlers, could be a little bit of a potential problem. I'm not saying you couldn't do it, just, you know, you'd have to be aware of what, you know, possible ball handling issue.
After one recent preseason game where a team had a couple players with some serious injuries, I heard a head coach say he was hoping that there would be, like, either eliminate the preseason games or reduce the number. I think because of these injuries, and I'm curious if you have an opinion on the value of preseason games, if you look at the number of four, where do you stand on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we'll, you know, let all the experts in the league decide that. That's not really my job. My job is to coach the team. But, I mean, I think our joint practices give us extra opportunities to evaluate the team, so that's why we use them. I'd say probably almost every team in the league does that. I don't know, there might be a couple that don't, but there's not very many. Most of them do one, sometimes two. So, I don't know. Seems to me like most of the teams want more of that type of play and competition and opportunity rather than less of it. If you don't want to play against somebody else, and I don't know why you would schedule a few extra scrimmage days. But, I mean, you should talk to the experts about that. That's not really – we just play by the rules. We don't make them.
Bill, you were part of Tom's job, you know, through the preseason training camp, that sort of thing, as helping some of the younger players at that position. Is that something that you've seen him do over the years, or something that you should do, or doesn't matter?
I think veteran players can be a good example for younger players in terms of their preparation and their attitude and their work ethic and the way they go about things. We have a lot of guys that I would put in that category that when you watch them do things, they do them right. And it's easy to say to a younger player, do what that guy does, you know, and you'd be off to a good start. But, you know, that being said, I think everybody on the team, really their number one focus is to get ready to play football. Our players aren't coaches, they're players, and they need to get ready to play. And as I said, I think every player needs to get ready to play. I don't care how long you've been in the league. I don't care what position you play. I don't care how long you've coached. I don't care what position you coach. You know, we haven't done it for a long time, number of months, and now we all need to sharpen those skills up. That's every player. That's every coach. So I don't really think players have a lot of time to run around, be telling everybody else what to do. Honestly, there's enough that all of them need to work on individually, and that would be every single player, that's a full plate for them. So I don't really think that's their job. And I don't think any player has enough time to do that because they all have things that they need to do to prepare for the season. But as far as being a good example and doing things right and all that, I mean, we have a lot of guys that fall into that category, and that's definitely a good thing. But, you know, that's what they should be doing.
Tom,
spoke at some length earlier today about just the adjustment that he'll have to go through after Sunday, I guess, if he's away from the facility. You have an experience in 17 seasons here, not being around the Lakes during the time of his injury. Will it be at all a departure from you not being able to be in contact with someone who you've been in so much contact with, obviously, for so many years?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. So, like you said, it was that way most of the 08 season. So, it's out of our control. We're not worried about it. We're moving forward. Control what we can control. Do what we can do.
How do you view the competition tight end? Obviously, you know, Rob's well established. Martellus is a pretty body of work. Some of the younger guys, how do you view that?
Good. Good. I think that's been a good competitive position for us. More depth than we've had there in, quite a while, both in terms of blocking and receiving. Also in the kicking game, you know, we have some players there that have shown up positively on special teams. So, you know, the overall competition and contribution to that position have been good all through camp and in the preseason. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I think we're fortunate to have the group of players that we have there. And they've all worked hard. They've all competed well. They've taken a lot of snaps, and they've all gotten better.
Any questions?
Okay, we're good? All right.